Holy. Though the darkness hide thee, we sang. Though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. Reginald Heber was the author of that hymn. I believe he knows something about the God that hides himself. That is our subject. Look at verse 15 of Isaiah 45. This really struck me, this one verse. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. A God that hidest thyself. This really struck me as I was reading this. It's so true. So true. I know it from experience. All of God's saints know something about this, and it's troubling. It can be troubling. Job said, the oldest book in the Bible, Job said, wherefore hidest thy face from me? David said it many times. He said, how long wilt thou hide thy face from me? He prayed, hide not thy face from me. But Isaiah said, he's a God that hidest himself. Thou art a God that hidest thyself. If he revealeth himself, you'll have peace, life, joy. If he hideth himself, you'll be troubled. If he makes his face to shine upon you, that's the blessing that the Lord told Moses to bless the people with. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. If he makes his face to shine upon you, you will be enlightened. You'll lighten your darkness. You'll be lightened of your burden. But if he lifts up his countenance upon you, he'll lift the burden off of you. But if he hides his face, you'll be troubled. David, in another place, said, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. I'll go down into the pit. You dug me out of the pit. And if you hide your face from me, I'll go right back in it. Anybody know what that means? A God that hides himself. God is hidden in his essence. So that is, God is spirit. We're flesh. That which is flesh is flesh. We only believe what we see, don't we? That's flesh. God is spirit. He's hidden from the natural eye. God is spirit. No man hath seen, nor can see. Our Lord said that. We just read it in John 6. He said, no man hath seen the Father but me, Christ said. He hides himself, his essence, his spirit, his mind, his will, his purpose is hidden from man. He giveth not an account of his matters to anyone. His thoughts, his ways, we don't know God by nature. Unless he reveals himself. 1 Corinthians 2 says this very thing. What man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of that man? That is, you don't know what I'm thinking unless I tell you. You won't know me unless I reveal myself to you. How much more God? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, save the Spirit of God revealeth. He said, the natural man receiveth not the things of God. They're foolishness to him. Man doesn't believe what he can't see. But God hath. He said in that same chapter, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But, he said, God hath revealed them unto us, his people, his chosen, by his Spirit. His mind, his will, his purpose is hidden, is unknown to man. His thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. He says this all through Isaiah. He said, to whom will you liken me? Compare me. And men do that, don't they? They compare him foolishly, blasphemously, compare God to men, to things. And I'll not even repeat some of the things that they say that God is like. It makes me angry and sad at the same time, doesn't it? See, men wouldn't say those things if they knew God. But they're blind to who God is. He hides himself. He's hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and reveals them to whom he will. His person, his personality. What is God like? What is God like? Is he love? Is he hatred? Is he angry? Is he pleased? With what is he pleased? With what is he angry? Is he merciful? Huh? We won't know. We don't know. Unless he reveals himself. He hides himself. Why does he hide himself? Why does God hide himself? Look at Psalm 14 with me. Psalm 14. Hold to Isaiah. We're going to come back to that in a minute. Psalm 14. Why does he hide himself? You know, man says things like this. Here's what man says. If God would only speak to us, we believe him. He has. Doesn't the scripture say that? God has spoken once, yea, twice, but man perceiveth it not. God used to speak out. God at sundry time and divers manners spake to the Father, to the prophets, and spake to the fathers through them. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. God spoke from heaven, didn't he, when Christ was here. But men perceived it not. Some said it thundered. But Paul heard, didn't he? Saul of Tarsus heard when he spoke. The disciples heard. They heard what God said. What did he say? God spoke out loud once or twice in the New Testament. Same thing. This is my beloved Son. Men perceive it not. We devoted a whole message one time answering the question, why doesn't God speak out loud? You remember that? Gave many reasons. Why doesn't God speak out loud? Men say if God would only speak, we believe him. No, he wouldn't. He did speak. No man spake like this. Christ came. Jesus Christ is God. He was hidden. He hid himself in flesh. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. God came down and robed in flesh. He hid himself. And he spoke. No man spake like this man. Grace poured from his lips. Sovereignty poured from his lips. Power poured from his lips. He spoke and it was done. Like the same God who created everything. He said, let there be light. That God walked this earth. And everything he spoke happened. Blind saw. The deaf heard. The dead were raised. Things were created, weren't they? God came here. They didn't believe him. And they say things, if he'd just speak, we'd believe. No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. God would just show himself. If God would just come down. He did. He did. And even his enemies were forced to say, no man can do the things that you do except God be with him. But God hides himself. Look at Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. No God. Absolute, sovereign, creator, ruler, controller of all things. Most people say that, don't they? They're fools. They are corrupt. This describes them. They're corrupt. They've done abominable works. There's none that doeth good. You see, it's a good thing to give praise unto the Lord, Psalm 92 says. To give thanks unto the Lord. They won't do that. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men. You see, the natural sons of men, sons of Adam, there's none that doeth good. His sons, whom he made sons, you understand, there's a difference. But he looked down on the sons of men, children of men, verse 2, to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Any. He said, there's none. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity, no knowledge. Now, I remind you, our Lord spoke of religious people as workers of iniquity. All these that said, we preached in your name, we prophesied in your name, we've cast out devils in the name of Jesus. We've done many wonderful works in your name. He said, you're workers of iniquity. These are the ones that say these things about God to men and women that are completely the opposite of God. God wants to. God tried. God's trying to tell me. God hides himself from natural, sinful, rebellious man because of his sin. God hides himself from man. Listen to this, Isaiah 64. If you want to turn, you can turn, but I'm going to turn fast and read these things for you. In Isaiah 64, the Lord said this. He said, we are all as an unclean thing. We're all our righteousnesses are filthy rags. We all do fade as a leaf. Our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there's none that calleth upon thy name. None that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and consumed us because of our iniquity. What I'm trying to say is, why God hides himself is because man's a sinner and a rebel against God. So God's not going to speak to him. God's not going to show himself to him. Why should he? Why should he? Psalm 19 says this, the heavens declare his glory. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day, utter speech. Night unto night, knowledge. There's no language or voice where that his voice is not heard. Romans 1 says his eternal power and God is clearly seen. They're without excuse. But when they knew, see these things, they didn't glorify God as God, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. So it says, God gave them over. I'm not going to speak to you. Darkened their minds, darkened their hearts, darkened their understanding, and nothing, no darkness like religious darkness. When the light that is in thee be darkness, oh, how great is that darkness, our Lord said. God hides himself. Why should God speak? David said this, what is man that he would even think of him? Or the Son of Man that he would visit him? Why should he? Turn real quick to Isaiah 59 with me. Isaiah 59 and look at this. Isaiah 59. This whole chapter is wonderful. And Isaiah 59 says in verse 2, you have it? Isaiah 59, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Don't preachers everywhere say that they make God almost obligated to hear us? Huh? Look at verse 4. None calleth for justice, Now, any pleadeth for truth, they trust in vanity and speak lies, they conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity, and God hides himself. Well, let me answer the question here. Why should God speak? Why should he show himself? And he does. He does reveal himself. He does speak to some people. Oh, yes, he does. And he shows himself. Like we saw this morning, our Lord said, "He that seeth the Son believeth on him." God does reveal himself. God does reveal Christ. Christ is God. What God am I talking about? Who am I talking about is God that hides himself? Jesus Christ. He's God. That's who we're talking about. Did you read in Isaiah 45 there where it says, "I've sworn every knee shall bow to me"? Who's he talking about? Didn't Paul write in Philippians 2, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he's Lord, that he's God"? Thomas one day finally realized who he was, and he hit his knees. And he said, "My Lord and my God and my Savior." God. He was hidden. And I'll tell you why he does reveal himself and why he does speak to some. Because he's God. He's not man. If you didn't believe me, if you rejected me, if you said I'm not going to have him, if you despised me, I'd say, "Well, forget you." Wouldn't you? But this is God's glory. He said that in Hosea, "I'm God, not a man." He said he looked down and see if there were any. Any. And every one of us were like that. Me. There was a time I didn't give God a thought. In fact, I vehemently denied this truth. I've got to say it, Robin. But God. He said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your way. I am merciful. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so is my mercy toward them that fear me. My love, greater love. God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loves us." Who? His chosen people. Comes to them through the gospel of Christ and reveals himself. They'll all be taught of God. Who's God? Christ is God. God is God. And we're not. Because God is love. Yes, God hates. He does hate. Scripture says many times people that he hates. But God is love. And his love is found in one place. Romans 8:39. The love of God is in Jesus Christ. Like that ark. The wrath of God. God destroys those that he hates. God saves those that he loves. If you've come to Christ and you're in Christ, you're found in Christ, smile. God loves you. God is love. And he is love, so he must show that love. And he does. Those whom he chose to love, they're going to find out. God loved them with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, you're wrong. He won't come unless he does. Why does he reveal himself? Because he's God. Because he's merciful. God is merciful. That's his character. That's his person. That he's merciful on whom he will show mercy. He's gracious to whom he will. How do we know God is love? How do we know God is merciful? How do we know God is these things? Calvary. Christ and him crucified. That's where all the character of God is seen. That's where all the personality of God is seen. God is holy. God will by no means carry the guilty. God hates sin. And God will send to hell a sinner unless they're found in Christ. But God hath made him to be sin for us. His people who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Substitution. The God who hides Himself. Look at Isaiah 43. Go to Isaiah 43. I'm going to shorten this if it kills me. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. Look at this. Here's the God that hides Himself. The God who must show Himself to His people. Isaiah 43 verse 1. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. He's talking about His people, His elect. Jacob have I loved, and He that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. You like that? If you're a son of Jacob, you do. Verse 6. I will say. You see this? He does all things according to His will. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Bring them, my daughters, from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the people that have blind eyes and deaf ears. I'm going to open them by the gospel, by the word. Look at verse 10. You are my witnesses. He's speaking to his chosen, his elect. Jacob, whom he loved, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, and have saved, and have showed. There's no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Read on. Yea, before the day was, I am He. And there's none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work. And who shall make it? He makes Himself known. God who's hidden. How could men say the things about God that they do? He's hidden. How could men and women read what we read there? How could they read these things and not see clearly that He's God? He's not, doesn't want to be God. He's not God if you let Him God. He is God. How could they read that? They're blind. He says, in great mercy and grace, electing love, He says, bring them. Bring my people that have blind eyes. I'm going to open their blind eyes. I'm going to open their deaf ears. You're going to hear what they've never heard before. What? That I am God. And I've chosen them. I've been hidden. I'm revealing myself. They're going to hear from me. They're going to see me, the unseen God. They're going to see, and once He opens their eyes and opens their ears, they see God in everything. They see His hand in everything. Everything declares His glory. Psalm 19, it talks about the heavens being a tabernacle for the sun, who's a bridegroom that comes to run a race. What's that? Christ! It's all Him. He reveals Himself. Where am I? Go back to Isaiah 45. Go back to our text. Oh my, He reveals Himself to His people. He reveals His sovereign power, His sovereignty, His glory. Isaiah 45. Don't you love this? Didn't you love it when Brother Wesley was reading this? Oh my. Look at verse 5. I am the Lord, there is none else. There is no God beside me. Satan's not God. Man's not God. God's God. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that God reigns? Read on. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, there's none beside me. I am the Lord. There is none else. I form the lights and create darkness. The same God who said, let there be light, and there was light, must lighten your dark heart and your understanding And bless God, some He does. To His people. To some people, His chosen. God who caused the light. John, I can't hardly preach the gospel without quoting that verse. Yeah. God who caused the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. His sovereign power, His sovereign glory, the praise of the glory of His mercy, His grace, and His love in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. God came down here, hidden from man, hidden from the natural man, robed in human flesh. But God's people see for who He is. He's peeled back this veil of flesh, and we've seen His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The God who hid Himself, who hides Himself from man, came to us to reveal Himself. And the same God that said this is the same God who walked this earth who said, I am that I am. Even the disciples, you know, they were bound by flesh. You remember Philip said, he's leaving. And Philip said, show us the Father. Just show us the Father. Just give us a glimpse of God. And our Lord said, Philip, have I been so long time with you and you haven't known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. I and the Father are one. That's what Isaiah wrote. Call His name. Wonderful Counselor of the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Emmanuel, God with us. The man don't see it. The man doesn't see Him. He's hidden. I see Him. Oh, bless God. Look at verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. All the Lord has to do to create darkness is remove the light. He said in verse 7, I make peace. Oh, my. Oh, the Lord makes peace. The Lord Jesus Christ came to make peace by the blood of His cross for His people. He's the only one that can. And I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Evil? Evil? You read it with me. Deuteronomy 32:39 says, see now that I am He. I kill. I make alive. I wound. I heal. I, the Lord, do all these things. If I whet my glittering sword, that's the God of the Bible. He will do what He will. He does all things after the counsel of His will. He said, I kill. I make alive. I wound. I heal. I create peace. I make evil. Evil? Now, God is not the author of sin. God's holy. God cannot be tempted with sin nor tempted with sin. God is not the author of sin. But sin wouldn't be here if God hadn't, in His will and purpose, allowed it to happen. Right? Wouldn't happen. Whatever evil it may be, it's according to God's will and purpose, and He has absolute control over it. And it's working His will and His purpose. Proverbs 16:4 says, the Lord hath made all things for Himself, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Remember when He chose 12, He said, I've chosen you, and one of you is the devil. He chose him. He was the son of perdition. But this is the God of the Bible. We know that, don't we? We don't fully understand, but we know. We know. But I love what one of the old writers wrote, Brother Thomas Watson, a great old English preacher and a brilliant, brilliant man. No one today could possibly, nobody could stand before wisdom of men like that. Nor the men today, nor God's preachers today. Can't do it. But Thomas Watson said this. Listen carefully. He said, God hath a hand in the action where the sin is, but no hand in the sin of the action. God hath a hand in the action where the sin is. That is, God purposed everything. Even whatever sin and evil and so on goes forth. so forth. But no hand in the sin of the action. As we saw, all God has to do for man to do all manner of evil is take his hand off it. That's you and me. I love the story of there's an old woman believer one time that was always known like Daniel to pray. It's supposed to be a true story. She was always known to pray, and the windows opened, those screens in the windows. She'd pray like Daniel. They knew she did, and some rowdies, some ruffians wanted to play a trick on her. They knew she prayed, and she heard them. They heard that old woman praying one day in her window, her kitchen window, say, "Lord, I need give me this day some food, some bread." She was very poor, so they went and got something, some food. And before she was done praying, they put that up on that windowsill, put a loaf of bread or something, and then hid. And that woman quit praying. She looked up. Said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sending the food. Thank you for answering my prayer for sending the food." And those two ruffian boys popped up and said, "Old woman, silly old woman, the Lord didn't send that. We did." And she said, "Well, the devil may have brought it, but God sent it." That's a fact. The wrath of man shall praise him, and the remainder of wrath he will restrain. It's all according to his purpose. He worketh all things. And here's the good news, people, for you people that know God. No evil shall befall you. It shall not come nigh there. Why? Listen to it. If you've never heard Romans 8:28, listen to it now. But we know that all things work together. For what? Good to them that love God. Why do they love him? Because he first loved them. To them that love God, who are the called according to what? His purpose. His purpose and grace, which was given us, 2 Timothy 1:9, in Christ before the world began. And sometimes I love preaching the gospel. I thought before this, I thought after that first message, I thought I'd sure like to go home. I'd like to just go home. Let's just go home. We've heard it, and oh, this is too good. He's God, our Savior, to His people. He hides Himself from most people, but reveals Himself to His people. Let me close with this. But you know, sometimes He hides Himself from us. That's how I began this. Job said, "Wherefore hidest thy face from me?" And David said it over and over and over through the psalm, doesn't it? Psalm 13, "Oh, hide not thy face from me." He said, "Lest I go down into the pit." Oh, Lord. Why does God sometimes do you not feel it that sometimes you pray and heavens are brass? You think his people that trust him, that believe him, they say, "Is his mercy clean gone? Has he cast me out? Has he cast me off? Will he be angry forever?" You feel his anger. You feel his displeasure, don't you? Why? You know why. You know why, don't you? The same reason he hides himself from the rest of the world. Sin. Now, we're supposed to be his people. And he says this over and over again to the Jews, to Jacob, the sons of Jacob. And Israel said, "You've forgotten me. Times without number. You've gone a whoring," he says. "That's idolatry. Going after things. And don't give me a thought." He hides himself. And you'll be worried if you're one of his. And he ought to, shouldn't he? He ought to. He ought to make us feel his displeasure. Like a father chasing his son. We ought to. Our sins separate us sometimes. make us feel His displeasure. And we should. Look at Isaiah 54 in closing. You see, look at this. Isaiah 54 in closing. You know, right after Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. The gospel of Isaiah, the cross of Christ. And you know what Isaiah 53:3 says? It says He's despised and rejected of men. Who? Me. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. Now, Isaiah 54, this is one, verse 7. He says, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee." We need to feel forsaken, though. We forsake Him time without end. Like an unfaithful wife. Like a rebellious child. We need to feel that way, don't we? Like a prodigal son. We need to think, oh, I don't know if I'm His child or not. Here's what I'm going to do. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call on Him again. I'm going to go back. I'm going to seek His face again. In a little wrath, verse 8, He said, "I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer." Oh, my God, who hides Himself. Hides Himself. Lord, hide not thy face from me. I hope and pray that there's somebody in here that the Lord will lighten their darkness, lighten their eyes, their understanding, and reveal Himself to them. And those God's people who we all sin against Him. We all feel His displeasure. We all feel like He's hidden Himself. No. Well, yes. But return unto the Lord, and He'll have mercy on you. He'll abundantly pardon you, saith the Lord. Okay, let's sing in closing number 10. And, O God, our help in ages past. Number 10.
Cross stands, number 10.